Howdy, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors. We are back for another episode of Simple Man Talks with your host, Blaine. My last name's irrelevant at this point. If you've listened to the last three shows, this is the fourth episode. Yeah, it sure is the fourth episode. Welcome back all around. Today, you can probably guess what today's topic is going to be if you haven't been paying attention to any of our other shows' content that's been going on. You can probably guess by now it's about the riots. And honestly, it was all going well until we hit that point where we're like, okay, COVID's kind of getting boring. What else can we cover? And we were coming up with all these great topics. And then it was just America was like,
gotcha, bitch.
And nobody was really too happy about it. But nevertheless, we're here. This is what we're going to be covering today for the most part. I will break it up into segments just so you don't get bored of listening to my voice for however long we're going to do this today. But as a quick reminder, just going to let all the new listeners know that we are on Facebook at Probably Political. We are also on Spotify at Probably Political, or at Facebook and Instagram as well at Probably Political. If you want to follow us on the Twitter, you can follow us at Prob Political. And also, we are on Anchor at Probably Political. So go help us and support us on Anchor. If you are looking for new merch, Anchor is the where you need to support us. And you can donate to us however much you want. And help us achieve some merch or whatever else we're going to do. Because I'm not too sure yet, but Anchor is where we got started at. Also on YouTube as well at Probably Political. Now, without further ado, before we get into the George Floyd situation, we're going to talk a little bit lightly here. Okay, so with that segment being started, so what we're going to, I'm going to start implementing this segment a little bit just to start the shows off a little bit smoother so we don't hop right into the topic right away and just bombard you with whatever is going on. And you've probably heard 100 times already, so we're going to change it up a little bit. So what I've noticed over the past, this past month, I'm going to give you all fellas out there a little bit of dating advice. It's the way to the woman's heart. And the way to a woman's heart, whether she's sad, mad, happy, or hangry, or just has crackhead energy in general, is food. Yes, fellas, I promise you, it is food. If you want to get to a woman's heart, you have to buy her food, whether it be ice cream, Mexican food, queso. One of my favorite things to do for myself is go to the movies and buy movie popcorn, walk out of the movie theater and come back home and eat that like I just made it at the house. And lo and behold, I actually dated a girl who enjoyed that as well, mainly because I introduced her to it, but she enjoyed it was the point. So fellas, for today's loose or slash light talk, my dating advice for you is, if you want to flatter your woman, buy her some food. And that's that. So I know everybody's just on edge, just waiting to hear about what I'm going to say about the riots and what I've found and what I find to be interesting. And actually got to be not in one, but I came across one in my hometown of Brenham, Texas. Lo and behold, in the boonies, the country, yes, the sticks. There was a peaceful protest in Brenham, Texas on Monday, June 1st. And I went out there and interviewed some people and got some thoughts and opinions. And we're going to cover those coming up in this next segment. And we're probably just going to do two segments today just for the fact that it's so much information and we'll just all merge it into one topic. So without further ado, I'll be right back with that and much more. Hey, everybody. Just want to give a quick shout out to those of you who like the beverage of unsweet tea. Your name is either A, Kayla Thompson, or B, you're interested in listening to a podcast called Kicking It Back with Kayla or The Katie and Kayla Show. Both are great shows that are a part of this channel and also fueled by probablypolitical.com. Go check them out and many more. Now back to Simple Man Talks. Welcome back, everybody, to the second and the final segment of the show today. So we're going to hop right into it. So you can probably guess what I'm going to start talking about is the everything that has been going on lately with the George Floyd thing and the protest and everything going on. So I'm going to start off by saying that I do not agree with how the situation was handled. Now, George Floyd should not have been treated the way he did by that police officer. But, by all means, he was still being arrested for something he did wrong. And he was being arrested due to resisting arrest. The first video, I don't know how many of y'all have actually seen the videos. The most viewed video out there right now is the one where the police officer is putting his leg on the back of his neck and he can't breathe. But the other surveillance video that came out at that time showed him not wanting to get out of the car when being asked to get out of the car from one of the officers. Now, that's how we got to the officer putting his knee down on the back of his neck. And honestly, this has been going on for longer than I've been on this earth. And it's not a color thing, in my opinion. What it is a power trip amongst certain people of authority. Not all people of authority have the same mindset. You have really good officers out there that are trying to do their best to serve you and their community in any way, shape, or form that they can to keep us safe and to keep the rules in line. Now, with that being said, there's also other ones that think that just because they are representing the law that they can pin anything that they want on you because they have that badge and they know they have that power over you because you are supposed to abide to them. Now, with that being said, his cause of death showed that it was from a heart attack. And the first report that came out said that it was due to drugs in his system that caused him to do that and pre-existing causes. But, little known fact, the family actually hired their own person to run an autopsy, and they figured out that it was due to stress from the body. So obviously you can figure, I mean, I'm not an expert or anything, but I'm pretty sure if someone had their knee on the back of your neck, you wouldn't be too comfortable or able to breathe as well. Now, I understand that the technique that the officer used is one not seen by many anymore, just due to the fact that that puts a tremendous amount of stress on the person's body and that it's supposed to be on his back, not his neck, might I keep in mind here. But moving along, we've all seen the videos. We've all agreed that that is something that is not right to do to anyone of any color or gender, whatever you would like to say. It's just not right all around. So let's fast forward a little bit to these protests that were starting to come out. These protests started out very not well handled, so to say. I don't think setting an AutoZone on fire was the right move to get a word across, or half of your whole town, to be more exact. Protests like that don't do anything good for anybody. They just destroy businesses and honestly hurt the economy and destroy the reputation of the movement / word that you're trying to get across to whoever you're trying to get it across. Because what you're doing, let's just take this for example. Let's say that I'm trying to get this word across and I stand for, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement. Okay, so on one hand, you have the violent protesters who are getting all the mainstream action right now. On the other hand, you have the peaceful protesters who are still getting mainstream action, just not a whole lot. Which one would you think that they're going to pay more attention to? Obviously, the violent, because it's something that's affecting the landscape around them and something that they should be well aware of. And to a person who doesn't know much about what's going on, they're like, man, the people with the Black Lives Matter movement are really violent. I don't think I would ever want anybody to support that. And that's obviously coming from the perspective of somebody that doesn't really know what's going on. But at this point, I pretty much would say that half of America, or pretty much the whole country, knows what's going on. But nevertheless, it's not, in my opinion, it's not a damage, it's not a very effective method. And these protests have been going on for a very, very long time. And most would say that George Floyd would be the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, actually, it has gotten to the point to where protests have came down to my hometown of Brenham, Texas. And although it was a peaceful one, I just had to stop and ask around, you know, what, interview a few people, so to say. And I got a really good interview out of a person, not revealing any names or information. I'm just going to play it for y'all and see, and we'll talk, we'll elaborate on more after we listen to it.
Given that peaceful and violent protests going on right now across the nation, would you feel that either, which do you feel that a violent protest is making a bigger impact than the peaceful ones, or would you rather prefer a peaceful protest?
I think a peaceful protest is much better than violent. Mm-hmm. Violent is making everything much worse and much not good. Peaceful, making everything go smooth, uh-huh, and everybody getting along. The violence, number drama, mm-hmm, bunch of drama. Making everything worse and making everything in the world get worse is not good. Peaceful protest is where it's at.
Agreed. So, given that the officer has been prosecuted with third-degree murder and manslaughter, what do you think that the justice system across the nation should implement? Do you think they should implement, like, a uniform way to detain somebody? Like, for instance, the technique that the officer used has been banned through stations across the nation, but some still allow it, you know, with the neck on the, or the knee on the back, but he had it on his neck. Do you think that there should be a huge penalty, or should you be, the officer should be fired if he uses that tactic, or how do you think that should go?
I think an officer should be fired. I don't think all of that is necessary to detain a uh-huh person. That's just going too far. Uh-huh. It don't need to be all that. If they're going to do that, they need to be totally fired and no job. That's going overboard.
How do you feel, what do you feel that would make the biggest difference right now at this point? Like right now with the violence going on across the country and people trying to implement the peace, what do you think is going to make people see that, you know, violence is not the answer?
Everybody come together. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking. If everybody come together as one, I don't think there'd be much violence as it is out right now. But there will still be some, but not as much, if everybody just come together.
Do you think it's going to take something major, more major than what happened to Mr. Floyd?
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't at all. That should be enough right there, mm-hmm, to approve everything else that goes on.
So if you were to say something to the government on how you would like to see, what would you like to see them do?
Oh, man. Talk to the officers, change they whole routine, make them do something totally different. Because mm-hmm what they're doing, they're going overboard. A lot of bad things happening, killing people, mm-hmm, hurting a lot of people, doing mm-hmm things they don't need to be doing.
Yeah, I mean, because the numbers go across the board for every race there is, yeah, you know.
And that's why I said, if everybody came together, the violence would be much lower.
So if everybody has a uniform understanding of what's actually going on, rather than just seeing it from a different tunnel of perspective, so to say, you think it would, everybody would come together and then realize, like, okay, this is wrong all around, not just for one individual.
Yes, I do think that.
Okay.
So that was one of the more level-headed interviews that I had had. Pretty much asked the same questions to a few other people as well. I'm not going to play the audio of those just for the fact that there's a lot of cursing, and we're not all about cursing on this channel, but I can sum it up for you in the most proper way I can. Now, obviously, I got different answers on different perspectives across the board. You know, there was people that, like this gentleman, who thought that peaceful protests were the way to go, and others thought that violent protests were going to make a more of an impact. And one stuck out to me in particular, and this gentleman had told me that the violent protests were taking place because people were tired of not being heard. So what I gathered from that was, if you're not being heard, your instant reaction is to go and break the law, go and loot, go and hurt your community more than what's actually going on. You know, breaking the law doesn't change a law, another law that's been broken. If that makes sense. So going out and looting and vandalizing all this property that doesn't even belong to people, all over an officer who abused his power and committed a major crime. Crime doesn't fix crime. That's just in my viewpoint anyways. But nevertheless, what I gathered from most of these interviews that I had taken at this protest were a lot of people wanted to make a statement peacefully. Now, when I asked about the violence, some of them seemed a little taken back and didn't really know how to answer that, because you could tell that they were there for a purpose, but really didn't know what to say about the violence. And what I wanted to do was put them in the shoes of sociological viewpoint, to where, you know, non-bias, let's look at the facts, let's look at what's going on. How do you feel about that, about what you hold personally? Like, what do you think about it? And a lot of people gave me good answers, like the gentleman there. Other people gave me other answers pertaining to how they felt that violence was better. But all around, this is a problem. And burning things down in your city and breaking windows, stealing stuff, is not going to change anything anytime soon. So if you want quick and fast change, it's just not going to happen. Nothing that ever happens with our government is ever quick and fast, period. But I can assure you that change is going to be coming. Everybody just needs to calm down, be civil about it, and stop burning stuff down. Like, come on, let's be human here. But with that being said, that's all I have for today's show, guys. We'll just have to see how this progresses on out through the week. And if it escalates to a bigger situation, there'll probably be an emergency show. So that's another release of my show off schedule. But we'll just see how it goes. Everybody out there, if you're going to these protests, I suggest that you stay safe, be there for the right reasons, and just, you know, try and get along with everybody. Let's keep it all peaceful. But without further ado, everybody, I'm out for today. Thank you for listening. And just a quick reminder, this podcast is fueled by probablypolitical.com. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Probably Political, as well as Spotify. And you can find us on Twitter at @ProbPolitical, and also on Anchor at Probably Political. So go give us a follow, support us, share us to your friends, cousins, neighbors, boys, girls, and flying squirrels. And I think I said cousins already. But with that being said, I'm out. Happy Wednesday, everybody.